I don't know why they got the Davis thing. I'll be frank about it. I wouldn't have one.
Don't they ruin a pasture?
No, not with...
They're killing the grass over
no, there? No. Oh, they would if you put too many in there, but you can overgraze a pasture with cows or anything else, you know, population-wise. Mm-hmm. Oh, there were some people said that, you know, you read in the history books about ranchers out west fighting the sheep herders because the sheep were gone, but the reason for that was... they had so many of them, and I think when they walked across the area, and this is just an assumption, you know, there's a certain grasses that a sheep will eat that a cow won't eat, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a place for everything.
What about hogs?
Most, I call them a pig. Some people, I've heard them call them piglets. I don't know why. They still a piglet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them when they're about half grown?
Shoat.
How big is a shoat?
Around 100 pounds.
And the grown female is called a...
Sow.
What if you've never had pigs?
Gilt.
And the male is called a...
Boy.
And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boy, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Mark him or castrate him.
And then he'd be called a?
A stag. Or a barra.
What's the difference?
Well, a stag is an older boar. You know, maybe you waited till he was a year and a half, 2 years old to castrate him. A barra, you cut him when he's little or castrate him.
Mm-hmm.
He, doesn't have the characteristics of a male, you know.
Why would people want a stag? Do they eat them?
Yeah, that's for eating purposes.
Isn't the meat ruined by, if you wait till he's full grown to castrate?
It's not as good, you know, I mean, circumstances when times are really hard, we talk about the bad time we live in today, but they don't even know how to spell the word bad. The bad time is behind us. It's kind of like the Frenchman. We ate anything when I was a kid that didn't eat us. You know, whatever mother and father put on the table, you didn't say, well, I don't like that. You didn't have a choice. You either ate it or didn't get anything. You know, sometimes maybe you had a... You could use the lard, it would have a strong taste, but it, you know, people prefer the bar, you know,
mm-hmm.
But if you're hungry, you'll eat anything, you know.
Would you ever castrate a bull after he was grown?
It has been done. You stand a chance of them bleeding to death, unless you, even a veterinarian could lose them, you know. It's not wise to wait till they get too old.
The stiff hairs the hog has on its back.
Bristles.
And the big teeth.
Tush.
And he has two.
Tusks.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild out in the woods?
Just a wild hog.
Any other name?
Pine root or depending on where he came from. He come out of the swamp, he's a wild hog. Come out of the hills, they call him a pine rooter.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to feed them.
Stop.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese, you say you had to feed them?
Poultry, I guess. I'd say I gotta go feed the chickens.
And if it's time to feed the different animals and do your work, you say it was?
Night work or chores.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bleat, I guess.
Huh?
Bleat.
What about a cow?
Bellow or moo.